This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Here we are.
The Intel Scanner, another Tuesday night. Big special show today. Many hours in production. 99 bits. All sorts of sound clips coming. I just wanted to, before we get going on that, I just wanted to take a few moments here. And we're at show 25. Been doing it for 6 months now. and none of us had really any experience. I had no experience in radio. A few of the guys here did, very minimal. But I'd like to say a big thank you to Sean Wilson, big thank you to John Thayer and Pharaoh Ruffino. Really, we've come pretty far.
Well, and a big thanks to you, Nate. Without you, this show, we just wouldn't be talking about shit.
I don't know about that, but it's been fun. And before we knew it, we have a whole compilation of stuff, and it's really hilarious. But I just want to say that this show is for entertainment, but we are attempting to make a difference. The federal corporate media we have in this country is nothing but absolute trash. It has turned into nothing but trash. Fox News, CNN, NBC, all state-controlled media outlets that do nothing but sell you state propaganda 24 hours a day. We've talked about it on the show. I challenge anybody to look into the Sandy Hook massacre, and it will become clear to you that our media is nothing but smoke and mirrors. Nobody's talking about Operation Paperclip. Nobody's talking about MKUltra. Nobody in our great federal corporate media is talking about Serco, the Serpent Corporation. We are. Nobody's mentioning that the official story of Oklahoma City has been proven 100% false. Nobody in our media is talking about any of this. So it's been taken upon the shoulders of regular people, quote unquote, the truth movement to get information out there because our disgusting media just isn't doing it. So, I mean, there's several YouTube channels. The truth movement is it's getting stronger by the day, but it's bigger than just one man.
So, truthier by the hour.
And truthier by the hour. Truthier. Do we just invent another word?
All the time.
Intel scanner, a word I invented. Like to throw that out there. Can't say that enough times. I love that word. It's a flowy word. Goes together good. I just wanted to say, I heard that something was going, it's going big in Russia. We've been talking about that a lot. And just seems like it's fitting into 1984 pretty well. I don't see why at this point, why we would be going to war with Russia unless it was just the big corporate bosses of both governments talking to each other, being like, hey, let's do this. We can make some big money. So keep your eyes on that.
Big money.
And keep your eyes on Israel, because Israel is the largest drone manufacturer of selling drones to not only the American government, but guess what other government? The Russian government! So, that should be interesting, fighting the drones, with the same technology, all made by the same corporations. So that should be fun. I don't really have anything. Do you have anything you want to add? This is exciting.
Well, here we are, the 25th episode. Very special Intel scanner. It's our silver anniversary. We are here. We've got some great clips. We really chopped them all up. We pulled 99 bits off of 24
and a bits ain't one. Yes, right at 99 too. I thought we would break 100. We had literally 99 right on the dot. It's a pretty cool number to hit at. But we were gonna start it with our first show. It was the intro of our first show is where we're gonna start this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well.
It's not mine, How much do you think you are now?
The lift off. I only got 60 going, so whatever.
Here we are.
I'm doing it live.
I'm going to take part in part.
What studios? What are the studios? Where are we at?
Dark Imperium Entertainment. Hosting provided by...
Where are we?
Pubmaster Publishing. PMX. So what are we doing tonight? The Bolshevik takeover of the government? How do we all feel about this? Is it disgusting?
It's been a long time coming.
Are we for it? What's going on?
Are we for it?
Hi.
Long time coming.
Holy shit.
Are we for it?
We're losing people as we speak.
In and out.
So how do you feel about it? Where's the government? Where is this country heading? How do you feel?
Until our government.
Of course, the first topic to talk about, Bolshevik Revolution. Talk about all the time. But by companies and by companies, you mean like corporate interests?
Corporate interests. Do it later.
Okay. Well, that was a clip from our first episode there. Obviously, you could tell by the sound, things were a little fuzzy, a little buzzy. A little noisy.
Yeah, it's done right over a laptop with fucking a couple of idiots with microphones and a laptop. Oh no, we didn't even know we were using the microphone right on the.
That first one.
Yeah. Because it was us just sitting in there, and we were like, "Let's do a radio show."
Right.
And there's a couple people. Okay, well then let's do a radio show. And that's.
Oh. All right. Couple other clips here. Line up a few short ones. Not sure exactly what they are. I just got them numbered. Okay.
What is the biggest hole? What's the biggest hole in this?
The biggest hole is the ass of the everyday man that gets reamed by the system.
We'll be touching a little Obama, a little of this, a little of that.
Oh yeah.
90% of every statistic is made up, they say anyway, so.
But that's only like 50% of the time, right?
Oh yeah, we need to go control the
blah blah, come on. Well, like what about like the IRS intimidation of anybody, like the Tea Party, non-profit organizations, I mean.
The Nixon number was about impeachment.
Yeah, I'm black, you can't fire me because I'm black, I'll get the ghettos to riot, blah blah blah. So he can just do whatever he wants.
Oh boy.
And his corporate fucking bosses know it. They know they can pimp his race card into the last thing
he's in office. Him in the ground until they have him assassinated.
Even his boyfriend Eric Holder.
Die in Mark.
Boyfriend Eric Holder. I like that one.
That's just a sampling of what we do here at the Intel Scanner.
Yeah, this has been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. Travis Olson in the building.
Yes, sir.
World famous. Third time appearing on the show?
Second time guest. Listeners, second time guest.
Excellent. Yeah, go for it. That's right. We had the biggest celebrity yet call in. I don't know.
Yeah, what episode was that?
That was show 19.
Celebrity call-in show.
Celebrity call-in.
Yeah, that took some time. We worked it out with these celebrities in Vance.
A
couple of them actually came through for us. Here's one right here.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was supposed to. But.
Yeah, he kind of flaked out, didn't he?
So this is strictly laboratory manufacturing.
Not in these combinations.
Man's vanity to think that we can control it.
Seems we have a caller. We do have a caller. Sounds like you're on the air.
What's your name? Where are you calling from, caller?
How you doing? This is Alex Jones down here in Texas.
Whoa, Alex!
I've been following the Intel Scanner for a while now.
Alex Jones, I'm a huge fan, bro. All right, what are you doing? Hey, thanks. We're having a really good time here.
I'm going to talk. I'm a busy man, but
oh, yeah.
I want to say I know what you're doing, and you guys are getting the word out there, and walk with the Second Amendment, and along with the Intel Scanner.
All right. Thanks, Alex Jones from
Alex Jones.
That was so great of him to plug our name like that.
Prison. All the, not his.
Is there anything you want to mention?
No plug.
No. Okay. I think he's wanted to be Alex Jones. Hey. Wow, Alex Jones, that's crazy.
For once, he didn't plug Prison Planet.
He didn't plug it. I plugged it for him. Like, Prison Planet at InfoWars.com, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he must have got disconnected there. Like you said, he's a busy man.
He's very busy. Yeah, all the way from Austin, Texas. He took a few moments to call in. That was great. Boy, it is. It's. We've touched on a lot of subjects here. Well, I don't know who else out there other than a few people with some fucking backbone out on the internet are even talking about these things. I mean, really. I mean, yeah. Oklahoma City. That's nobody's talking about Oklahoma City. A Noble Lie. I suggest you get the DVD immediately. It's frightening, and it can be completely proven that everything the government has said about Oklahoma City is false. Who knows what really happened? That's where speculation begins. But nobody in our media we're worried about Miley Cyrus going to rehab or whatever, and important, you know, stuff. the next dick hard pill and the next fucking heart attack pill and the next fucking football draft. Kind of scary. I don't know. They were saying it looks like this war with Russia is going to become quite the pissing contest. And what's funny about with Russia is it was the bankers on Wall Street that funded the Bolshevik Revolution. We all know this. It's nothing new. So you know that back channels have always been kept open to that government. Because even because the government that holds it now technically isn't the Bolsheviks that came to power. It's Joseph Stalin's people. They're the ones.
Speaking of government, you had some choice words for Obama in one of these episodes.
Government can preserve phone data gathered beyond a 5-year limit.
He's gone.
So what does NSA need all these records for more than 5 years? I mean, it's disturbing. Okay, moving on. Right next to this one, we have Zuckerberg. NSA reforms not enough. I'm going to jump down here a couple paragraphs.
Surveillance on steroids.
Zuckerberg personally phoned Obama last week to voice frustration over what he called, quote, the damage the government is creating for all of our future, end quote. Following a report that the National Security Agency had developed a method of installing spy software on individual computers by masquerading as a Facebook network server.
Get together, mate.
Facebook.
I know, give me a break on that, though, because Zuckerberg called Obama.
Zuckerberg said,
oh, what are you doing with my beautiful thing I invented for the world?
Look,
and you're just
man.
Ruining it. Now like, you wrecking it.
He's like, I get it. You're really handsome. You look good.
You're wrecking it.
You need to stop doing this with software.
Oh, good one.
Good old bongos and Zucker doofus. Zuckerberg calls Obama. Uh-huh. Yeah, he did. Yeah, you get Obama on the phone. I want to talk to him. You get that stupid ass now. And I said no green jelly beans. Flips the fucking jar over.
I've never spit in the face of a cop.
Some of these are awesome. Some of these are really awesome.
I've never spit in the face of a cop.
Yeah. Oh, let's play a few more of them here. Just little short ones.
If they make it that bad, the other half will kill the other half for free.
Here's
holy shit!
Here's the 30 seconds of one of our intros.
And welcome to the Intel Scanner. It's an emergency broadcast. Emergency broadcast from behind enemy lines. Techpocalypse.
And we are missing the inspector tonight. First time anybody's missed a Tuesday was tonight.
That's right.
But he's taking care of business, so we are missing him tonight.
Like it never ends.
Like it never ends.
You can pretty much hide behind anything on First Amendment. 8:30 Tuesday night, Mountain Time.
Here's another intro.
The Intel Scanner.
This one, 74.
We're coming at you live. Going live.
A real quality program. We always run a tight ship here.
Now, here's the warning.
Tight ship.
Speaking the gospel.
2014.
I was thinking about turning this into like a gospel. We got to keep raising the bar.
With our very special guest, Josh Sliney. How are
you? Number of guests have appeared on our show.
Yes, sir. Second time guest.
You're also in local band Cancerous?
Yes, sir.
Give a little info about that.
Yeah, the band name actually kind of comes from things like this. It's kind of like, everything gives us cancer.
Cancer, yes.
That's pretty much what inspired the band.
That was informative name.
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent.
I swear I sound like
cancer. Cancer. You mean cancer?
Banner, 100% for entertainment purposes only. This is not for the cool disclaimer. If you don't
our
like
disclaimer from the hip policy.
We talk about, I guess it's not that bad. We're not horrible.
We got rid of that. We got a standard.
We're not horrible, are we? But you have to ask.
Fire and a drone.
We have a caller. Jack, all right. Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. You're a
caller.
What's your name? Where are you from? You're on the air. Hello. There you go. Now we got a speaker. Hello. Say it again.
Call handling on the Intel scanner. So, and it's
yes, Sandy Hook nonsense. Sandy hoax.
I mean, how's our grandkids going to be living, you think, in the United States of America that was set up by the founding fathers here that set up a pretty good thing?
It's going to be these pieces of
US
shit.
US of A, they're really great.
The CIA has their own families. They're their own into their own.
They I really need to stop studying my words.
It's they have their own family. Everybody, they're setting up all this fucking shit. They've been doing it for a long time. Everybody,
they have.
Everybody, mm-hmm. If anybody who's listening to this, I
red alert, dude, yeah. Red alert.
We are fully infiltrated. We are fucked.
All state governments.
We are fully infiltrated.
All
we
state
are
governments
fucked.
Have CIA agents in their state senates and everything. I mean, it's deep. Of course, it's set up like that. How do you think these people maintain control? You send your bloodlines out. You have your families. That's like over generations. It's a spy family set up like anything else, like a dynasty. It's set up like anything else. You know, back when the states were being created out west, you know, the intelligence people were sending out their own people to become senators, to settle these territories. So there was already that presence of royal blood, you know, out in all the western territories. I mean, if you understand anything about Machiavelli or Sun Tzu or Genghis Khan, you understand where I come from, all that. I mean, just look. I mean, how else could it be? So, right. You keep it rolling?
Oh, yeah. Here's another one of our famous celebrity callers.
Does it start with a B?
How to breathe like that.
So what's this thing, this project that I heard about?
What's the project?
I don't know. There wasn't a project you were working on earlier this week?
I'm always working on a thing or two.
Oh, we have a caller.
Here we are.
Thing or three.
That must be the NSA.
The NSA.
Well, I'm looking forward.
Here we go.
Give me a finger.
Give me the finger when you're on.
When they're on.
They're supposed to be on.
We're on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air. Where are you from? What's your name?
Yes. Hello. This is Borat.
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 Wow.
Well, hey. No, from Kazakhstan?
What's on your mind?
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to say your show is great.
Oh, thank you. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey,
Borat.
This show's awesome.
Are you saying
that you're stupid foreign ass?
Are you saying what you listen to is great or what we say is great?
Well, what we say is great,
both.
Of course. Is a little both.
Well, we had several good ones. I don't know. Should we just let a bunch play?
Let's let them roll. All
right. Well, we're just going to let a bunch just roll. Short ones. There's some long ones. Anybody who was ever a guest or a call-in, we have sound bites from all of it. We scoured them pretty good. Well, who else is even mentioning any of the stuff we're talking about on the Intel scanner? Who's talking about any of this? Nobody, that's who. I mean, a few people out in YouTube world and internet world, but not a whole lot. It's really uncomfortable, a lot of things we've talked about. It's awesome. We've came pretty far.
We touch a number of subjects.
Oh, we're fucking touching. Fucking roll it.
All the men, Obama.
have sex with.
Vladimir Putin was his favorite. He's really jealous about all of them and has had all of them murdered since they are together now.
Oh, wow.
Because they've been together for a few years. Vladimir and Barack, Barry and Vlad.
I've heard that they are like a secret couple. Like,
that is what I've heard.
Houses and stuff.
I had a text one day confirmed.
They sleep on each other. And they rub it all over and big vats of urine.
That's pretty much what I've heard actually.
Merry Christmas.
And it is a Merry Christmas.
This panel here is highly anglicized.
Oh, good time marks
before we get onto that.
Looks like we have a caller.
Ooh, we have a caller.
All right.
I love callers.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hello. This is
Captain Jim.
Oh, that was Captain Jim.
Well, hey, Captain Jim.
How are you? How's it going?
How you doing, y'all? Well, I heard you talking about Obama and the pipeline. And, you know, I'm just hearing the dogs and fueling up my sailboat here. And, you know, Obama paid for all my corn gas, you know? And he paid for the sailboat for my sailboat.
In a sailboat.
So you are an Obama supporter?
Corn gas for a sailboat, yep.
All green.
I think Captain Jim is drinking the corn gas.
Obama, he's a really nice guy.
A solar sailboat.
Wow.
How's it go? Looks like we've lost Captain Jim.
We've lost Captain Jim.
Lost him.
So does it have to do with mind control?
And I'm grateful just to be here. After all these years, I thought it should be... I mean, even Al Gore thought that the polar ice caps would be all melted by now.
I thought Al Gore would have been melted by now. I thought his hair would have been melted by now.
We also offer our love hotline.
Yes.
We'll get you in touch with a love representative who will pat you through to an actual love provider.
This is a premium pass.
It's give us a call.
It's going to be subsidized by Obamacare.
Absolutely, because if you don't
Obamacare
have one, then you probably need
day.
Love. If you don't
think,
oh, that's right. We need to sign up for Obamacare.
We have one more day.
We have like technically an hour to sign up for
Obamacare.
No,
I'm going first.
No.
This was Christmas. This was the Christmas show.
It was Christmas.
We didn't get any of
the Obamacare rush.
When we pulled out the Ouija board.
Tonight to become a sheep.
No, we didn't pull any of that. That was very spooky. A lot of things
we have a better deal here.
We do have footage of the Ouija board. We burned candles.
Oh, we have our
blood was spilled.
Unlimited love.
That was awesome.
We made,
and I know you do.
That was awesome. There was sacrifice.
That pact with the devil, though, means we can't reveal a few details.
We're probably going to be running it up and herded into the camps any day now.
We have the best politicians money can buy.
I don't want to think that we would be disrespecting dead children, murdered children, anything like that. That's not what we're doing here.
That's my favorite Soviet propaganda I ever read. Amen.
We have Pharaoh doing some interesting entertainment later.
Ooh.
David's been refusing to participate lately.
David Rockefeller, huge fan of the show.
Huge.
We're discussing
huge. Quite well endowed.
It's becoming stalkerish. It's like, I mean, I get it. You're rich and powerful, but dude,
David Rockefeller makes
40 texts a day is getting on butt, bro.
Whale. Bunny who has sex with it.
We're breaking it wide open here.
Seriously.
Breaking it wide.
An agent come here and get a piece of your hair and he has already had you.
Oh boy. Farm. He has a clone.
Oh boy.
Dude, if you wanted some of his DNA, all you have to do is go to any one of these bathrooms around here and it's probably somewhere on the
floor. Dave Wurst.
Pretty much. Because you know how I do? I come in this chick's shoes and the flies did the rest.
Yeah, if anybody from the NSA or the FBI is interested later, there'll be a broken G-string in the dumpster in the parking lot from a broadcast facility.
Middle chauvinist, pig, retarded, drunken bastards that talk on the radio all of a sudden. How did we even get here?
Yeah, how did you guys rope me into this? I thought I was only coming here for the integrity of music.
The integrity of music.
The integrity of music.
Ejection. Yeah, solar coronal mass ejection. That's right. Those are
coronal
mass actions.
It's ejecting coronal.
Oh, that's a Nazi. A Nazi.
Providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism.
All media is state controlled.
And I'm just going, this is like one of your guys' better shows. And
oh, thank you, John.
Cool. And like,
John's not with us either. He was here earlier.
We're going to stop it there for a second. I'm just seeing the next one up. It's about 5 minutes. We're pretty heavy into discussion on 9/11 on this episode. And this next clip is one of our local callers from around 406.
This was the building Building 7 call.
Yeah,
yes, we're
going deep into the heart of the conspiracy in this one. And it really shows how our callers, our listeners, really helped to participate in the intel scanner and bring information out.
I would like to say that here on the intel scanner, every show that we have done, we have had open phone lines to call in. If you ever wanted to dispute, if you ever wanted to say whatever you wanted to say, we've had open lines. So, I mean, I don't see Fox News or CNN opening up their lines to dispute their fucking garbage bullshit. So, fuck yeah, let's roll it.
This is Red Alert. If you are listening, you can call in too at 406-545-4496.
And internationally, that's a 1. Country code 1. 406.
11406.
5-4-5-4-4-9-6.
That sounds like a sober.
Please feel free to call. It's toll free to anybody that's got a cell phone in most of North America and Canada.
You want to dispute?
Are you in the Utah territory and alone tonight with your news? Please feel free to call in. My friend Jameson says it's very good to
do. Is your name William Shatner?
Shatner trousers.
Are you traveling around the United States looking for money? Please feel free to drop by. We ain't got no money, but you can always drop by.
Can always call in. That's even easier.
If you see a connection between the Oklahoma City bombing and 9/11, then maybe you should call in and tell us what you think.
If you can find...
In fact, I believe this whole show, all we did was ask people to call in.
Call here.
And finally somebody did.
Who could it be? You're live on the Intel scanner.
What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Trevor Stoneberg, and I'm from the local 406.
Local 406.
We probably should have cut his last name out of
it. What's tonight?
Archived in the intel scanner.
Absolutely.
The NSA does not think.
Go ahead.
This is a public radio forum.
Well, that's like one of the biggest, mysteries of the entire 9/11 thing. And how it just kind of, so, according to, office furnishing, fires, that's what they say.
Well, I was bringing up
that in 2008, the NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, shot Thunder, PhD's lead investigator, claimed that the collapse was caused by office furnishing, fire-induced progressive collapse. And that in a 2012 FOIA request that came out, that, let me trace my steps, that Cheyenne Thunder claimed that, don't fucking want to look at my notes. They claimed that one of the columns, that the reason why it fell on the freefall ski was that column, let me see, sent me something that wasn't stabilized. And during the FOIA request, it was claimed that was a lie, and it was up to strength by 3,896 studs, which kind of takes out the entire freefall.
How did Building 7 even come down?
And that,
we still don't know.
It's not mentioned in the 9/11 report. I've got a copy of the 9/11.
That's where the hell's the money, right?
That's not possible for skyscrapers to fall at freefall speed like that.
Sure.
And it's just... It's crazy,
It doesn't make any sense.
So when I personally watched the news that morning and they announced, look out, Building 7 is about to fall, like 20 minutes before it fell. Everybody get back.
Good. That's
That's where we are just about to jump into 9/11. That's where
we're at. Well, we're in right now.
Building all there.
We're in it now. We're in the fucking trenches now.
We're in it.
Building Bully 7 and the powerful weaponized anthrax. That's the two biggest holes.
Powdered,
in
that
the
is.
Whole 9/11 thing. Building 7 and powdered weaponized anthrax.
There's a lot of other holes with the.
Oh, no, that's just two. Oh, jeez.
Powdered weaponized anthrax, people. Keep that on your mind. Powdered weaponized anthrax.
The best one that I was reminded of the other day was David Foreman,
Donald Rumsfeld announced that we've lost $320.
The best one was finding the passport of one of the hijackers on the street.
They found a perfect clean passport.
Not the queen on the ground, the passport.
Are you kidding?
I don't believe that at all.
Oh, sorry. That is just such nonsense. That's laughable. Laughable.
Laughable.
And all these men came from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the most restrictive country in the world. I don't know. They're still beheading people in the streets.
Iran is free compared to Saudi Arabia, and we hate Iran. Saudi Arabia is 10 times more fucking restrictive than Iran.
But Iran's the enemy, and Iran.
A lot of Jews live in Iran. All the hate Jew propaganda that American media puts out there.
Country has the second biggest population of Jewish people other than Israel.
Yep.
Answer Iran.
Iran.
And it's not Saudi Arabia. You better. it's nonsense what's going on, and people are just eating up this media bullshit. And all those terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, and. We should definitely get into Osama bin Laden.
He's still there.
Yeah, he's
Colin,
still there.
What do you think?
Good points, Colin.
Yeah,
what else do you have to say?
Let's do a few more callers.
Yeah, we're back. We just write
them. The delay is kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to turn your volume down on the radio down.
Yeah, you're probably getting an echo.
Yeah, you're going to get the delay and an echo. So, right. But Osama bin Laden was hired to fight the Mujahideen. In Afghanistan.
All right.
Here's another caller. International we are on the show.
I'm just
going worldwide. Baby, I ain't hard to find.
Ooh, caller. Who's calling in tonight?
You're live on the air.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Jurgen.
Bergen.
You're talking chat last week.
Where were you?
Oh, Captain Jim, huh? You know him?
He was in Norway.
Oh.
I'm here in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
And
Nova
Scotia. The Swedish camp, he was wondering.
Frenchman.
He was visiting the Hutterites a couple of weeks ago, and he lost his favorite chicken.
His rubber chicken?
Rubber chicken.
His favorite chicken.
Was he choking his chicken?
I don't know.
I didn't know you could get rubber chickens in Nova Scotia.
we can in Nova Scotia. That's why Adrian Peters has to do the show. Yeah, the rubber chicken, yeah?
I'm all for
it. Hey, Montana, I hear you use a rubber chicken, yeah?
I do like rubber chickens. We need a rubber chicken here.
Everybody likes rubber chickens.
Yeah. We're like on the news. We need a rubber chicken.
Have a rubber chicken.
Travis here loves rubber chickens.
So
he was just talking about
rubber
it.
Chicken.
But generally, I'm allergic to latex. So where are you?
Oh, God, Travis, stop doing that to the rubber chicken right here. God.
Yeah, I'm here.
This is radio, not television. Nobody can see you.
I'm right here in some sea.
Is it cold?
This is Jurgen
Bergen.
Jurgen Bergen. He's never called back. I thought he was going to call.
Yeah, he said he would.
Yeah.
His chicken is gone. Then he run off your guns,
though. Okay, well, Jurgen Bergen.
I've seen his chicken.
Jeez.
I just said he may have been kidnapped at Hutterites.
You should, bring some rubber chickens to the studio.
What do you know about the Hutterites?
Not too much.
Okay.
Why don't they shave?
Okay.
Why don't we
I'm listening to the show tonight. Good job.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, excellent. You have a good one.
Yeah.
Right on. Caller from Nova Scotia.
That was fucking right. That was right on. We've had some really good calls. Yeah. Yeah, we've definitely... We've had some good call-ins. We've had some good intros. There's... fun. This has really been fun. It's been informative. Getting, you know, we're getting the word out. We're having fun. Huh, the movement is growing, definitely.
Name drop.
definitely growing. But yeah, the people are starting to wake up. They're not. I mean, you can look at everything from JFK to Oklahoma City, the Gulf of Tonkin. There's all these things that have happened, and people just are starting to wake up slowly. It's slow.
They're waking up.
Waking up. Well, what do you think? Another call in or?
1 second. Find my place in the list here.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've done some shows expose news style that were fun. You know, it's fun to be informed. It's fun to get the word out there. It's fun to get people hearing things and discussing things, even if you don't agree with it. Get people into discussion, to thinking about things. Think outside the box that you're in.
Intel scattered.
And welcome. Scattered.
Been another crazy week.
Crazy, crazy.
So much has happened this week. It's such.
Beginning of every show is quite start. Unique.
Well, yeah, they all start
as far as current events.
Current events, yes.
Some were better than others. We got the good ones.
So certainly, yeah.
They found Bigfoot. They're redoing the Ukrainian government.
We better do this.
Recraning. Oh, yeah,
they're recraning it.
100%.
Get it all craned up.
For purposes only here at the Intel Scanner. Do not take any of this seriously. Do your own research on anything we speak about, especially tonight. You're going to definitely want to check out anything we talk about, anything fan part. Whatever.
Faint of heart. Whatever.
Whatever.
But you might learn something by accident. By
our disclaimer has grown over the
years. No, the disclaimer is awesome now.
All the time.
Other than missionary. So technically speaking, all kinds of, it's illegal to have sex in any other position other than missionary. So technically speaking.
That's a big fan of the show.
Barium, strontium, aluminum.
We'll call him Chris, codename Chris.
Feel free to
call in and speak your mind, whatever you want to talk about. Call in a bomb threat. Do whatever.
Line it open.
Preacher, we didn't have any topics.
Call in a bomb threat?
Left it wide open.
Call in.
We're so lonely. We are lonely.
I would appreciate it even if some...
We are lonely, grown men.
They
heard the IntelliScan of bomb threat. They have to call in. So let's hear from the government.
Yes, I wish someone from the NSA would call.
Yes. We had somebody from the NSA call in on the second show. Remember that? License plate reader? Who was that?
Breathing.
Nobody even knew about the show.
Second show. That was the only one that we lost.
I think the NSA took it.
The early days.
NSA came on and just swiped it right off. They didn't want us replaying. They didn't want us coming to this fucking point of chopped and fucking prepared. And cut that voice out.
Right.
Start cutting bits out. Be like, isn't that operative number 14A69? It is. Why is he talking on these idiots radio show?
If you tell people you can rape and murder and torture people, they're gonna do it. I mean, not everybody's gonna do it.
What a fucking idiot. Who would fucking make a statement and then completely recant on it like that?
Let's start with Edward Snowden. Jew or not.
That's a good one. Totally taken out of context, just awesome.
As always.
Let's do one more time.
Let's start with Edward Snowden. Jew or not?
That one's gonna get cut in and replayed. Definitely.
They are machines that do it, but they put chickens into boiling water and shit. It's alive still. It's horrible, man.
So that's fun.
Big fan of. The show, Josh, and we're a big fan of Josh here at the Intel Scanner.
Yeah, Josh is doing his own show, Demanding Progress, Saturdays at 6 o'clock Mountain. He's killing it, too. They run a four-hour show last week. Four hours? Yeah. Who's he think he is, Howard Stern?
Name drop.
I told you that was going to be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's 8:30. The intel scanner is go.
8:30. We're running live now.
That's somewhere in 606-694-7150. You guys want to talk to these people? You need to tell them where to get a hold of you, right?
That's right, John. That's absolutely right. We are sitting here live, coming to you from Puppet Master Studios. The intel scanner brought to you by Jameson.
The total wreck in the inspector of war with the
It is 39 degrees here in the wide
good banter between them.
Montana. Yeah, there's a lot of good.
The wide state.
The wide state. It's wide because we east to west, it's bigger than it is north to south, I'm pretty sure. Sort of like my first baby mama. She's bigger east to west, too.
Careful what you say on the intel scanner.
Yeah, it careful.
Will get repeated.
We will chop out your sound bites and replay them on a best of. Don't think we won't. We got the good ones coming. If you ever came on the show and you said something that you shouldn't have, if we didn't find it, we will find it next time we scour the fucking shows. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's another clip from our very first episode. We got a couple of minutes here. Going into some discussion on Waco.
Cool. Yeah, who's talking about Waco?
Well, see, now we all remember the Waco burn down, correct?
No, a lot of people don't remember.
Live on TV, it was great.
People have tried to forget.
We all loved it. It was awesome. Just children burning alive. ATFs.
Yeah. Really sad day for America. To be honest,
pretty sad day.
It was a strong day for the military industrial complex. Let's put it like that. It was a strong day for the movement of the new world order as they take over and administer their police
and
state.
A strong day for which band did they blast? To
our military?
I heard they fucking blared some loud music for repeated hours.
I think that was in Vietnam, and it was Metallica, wasn't it?
And at Waco.
That was in the Gulf of Mexico, or the Gulf of...
Well, whichever band that was.
See, my joke went right over everybody's heads. I was like, they were playing it in Vietnam, but it was Metallica.
There was no Metallica.
They blared loud music at the...
Ah, my humor's lost.
I heard...
Oh, hell.
Waco was a CIA operation gone sour. It was the CIA that... The CIA
they were
going to
become domestic terrorists.
This group of people out there.
And Waco was a bust. That's why they had to come up with 9/11.
Building them up all these guns.
Oklahoma City didn't go as big as planned.
And have these people start doing
tests. Something big.
And flipping out. And that was going to be their guys to bring in the police state. It was going to be this David Koresh followers. Because they had so many firearms, they were going to shut it down. But they flipped. David Koresh snapped on him and turned on his handlers and said, nope, this is my group of people, not you. We're going to do what I want. We're going to do the hits that I want. We're not going to do this. And turned at the last moment that the government, that these whoever this was, the secret government that had them. And that's why they went down, was because they couldn't regain control of these people. And that's why the government had to come in and just shut them down. Shut them down at all costs.
Well, they didn't waste any time with that. They really...
It was a lot of days. 51
wasn't
days.
Like they hesitated or any of those soldiers, like, thought that those orders they were given were unconstitutional and said, sir, no, sir. That's what these military people are. Really, our last buffer between the people and the powers that be that are trying to spread this whole Nazi-ist, fascist, corporate, socialistic state of control and surveillance on everyone. So the police and the military are the people's last buffer. If the police and military don't wake up before it gets so much austerity, so much despotism pushed
people
upon
just
everyone,
follow orders.
They finally
ATF,
get the pitchfork and go against
them. You've got to kill the enemy. Crush the enemy.
That we will totally
see them driven before you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Waco, it's these cults. It's mind control is a scary and very real and prevalent thing, you know.
Building up to the siren, it's gonna be a good shoot. It's looking like there it is.
I've had a number of interesting starts in the intel scanner.
Oh, here we are. This was a good intro. Jim Jones, huge fan of the show. Shit. He won't stop texting me.
Fuck. With a degree of dignity.
He sent me a fucking, he sent me an autographed Bible. And an autographed Communist Manifesto.
That is just stepping over to another plane. Don't be this way.
Say
stop it.
Yeah, say it.
Don't be this way.
Don't be this way.
For socialist communists to die.
This ain't no way for socialist communists to die.
No way for us to die.
Die with some dignity.
As usual, this show.
Then we have no choice. Now we have some choice.
I think we all repeated that time, in that moment.
Allow us to get by with it.
Let's be insane.
Come on, let's be insane.
So when it's just something to put to the rest, oh God.
Oh God.
You hear the kids in the background screaming.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink it.
Mother, please.
Don't do this.
Keep your emotions down.
Quiet. This is who I take the Reverend name after, is Jim Jones. Maybe I shouldn't see it.
Yeah, that's really... Really a
that was a touching moment.
Really
that
a heartbreaking was, thing, the event, you know.
Yes, the Jonestown, who knows what happened at Jonestown. That was if you'd like to look up the MK Ultra, we discussed it in the archive. You can go to Google and just Intel Scanner.
That's right.
Google Intel Scanner, we're number one.
We're intelscanner.com, episode number 20. That's the MK Ultra expose right there.
You want to know more about Jim Jones? You want to know more about Guyana? Check it out. That was probably our most informative show. What rivals one of our more informative shows?
Big hit.
I loved it.
So we should give props to our parent.
Yes.
Abortion would be very comfortable to talk about, but we're gonna take it into uncomfortable territory.
Topics come around here.
That was a good
abortion,
one.
Abortion, that's an easy one, right?
One unified state of chaos and logic.
Hunter Johnson, big fan of the show.
Well, his mother was a drug whore, right?
Oh.
Pornography.
Completely out of context.
Completely out of context.
That's why these quotes are here.
I'm an American.
Boy. We got some more call-ins here.
Oh. Well, here's another...
We're going to do politics. We're going to do a free-for-all politics.
Here's another start. Episode 13, The Unnamed.
Several different things. Lobbying.
Crazy politicians. Okay.
Yeah, the law.
Nut cases all around us. Some of them approaching.
Lame week for news. Here we are with the Intel Scanner.
Have a lame week for news.
8:30 Tuesday night, Mountain Time. Coming at you again.
It's never a lame week for news. What kind of talking head would say this is a fucking lame week for news? Start making shit up, idiot.
Yeah.
Start making the cat in the tree the fucking biggest shit ever.
Well, his mother was a drug whore, right? She was in pornography.
I'm an American.
And that's all you gotta be is a potential terrorist and drone stricken.
Drone stricken.
Another one of the words we invent here.
We have invented another word, drone stricken.
We are about halfway through all our clips.
Really?
We've got 99 choice cuts here. Our chefs have been chopping at them all week and preparing them for this ordeal, this banquet, this feast for your ears of rotten, fleshy, only the best.
And by chefs, he means fucking us. Who sat for hours and scoured all this nonsense.
You are obviously a dick fuckhead.
Good timing on that one.
Yes. Name drop.
Well, to kill an animal the right way, you pretty much got to cut their head off.
Yes.
Wise wisdom from our callers and guests.
Yes. Wow.
I think Josh was actually a guest on that show.
Well,
tell me you know a bitch that blew Timothy McVeigh. Tell me.
That's what John... Wow. We do have some good sound. That one's... See, we're going to have to start pulling these out for future shows.
Yeah.
We're going to have them. We're changing it up here at the Intel Scanner. We're raising the bar, and we're going to set the standard even higher from this point on. We're going to get it crazier. We're going to get it.
Setting the bar. Yeah. Well, setting a standard, it's one thing, we kind of work some of the shit out as we go. Here's one back on episode 5, our beginning here. This might have been the first time, don't tell our lawyers, but the first time we put a disclaimer on there.
First time we ran the disclaimer.
Okay. Here we are, 8:30. The Intel Scanner is a go. I wanted to put a disclaimer on this that our shows here at the Intel Scanner are not for the weak-minded, for people that are overly sensitive to anything else anybody wants to say about that.
It's for entertainment purposes only.
Absolutely, disclaimer, right?
Entertainment purposes only.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the ownership or the people that run MT. Radio.net.
Absolutely.
That's our lawyer right there.
Show produced by Puppet Master Publications.
Absolutely.
And we're definitely having some fun here. But this is going to be pretty sensitive to some folks out there, so you can always just change the channel.
That would be our sound guy, Total Rec.
We do not recommend you change the channel, by the way. Having fun tonight, going through the clips.
Yeah, so we're already halfway through them, huh?
That's right.
Wow.
99 cuts here in episode 25, the Intel Scanner on mtradio.net. Just going to say a couple words about MT Radio. We are a community broadcast solution here in Montana. Billings, Montana is our headquarters, and we play Montana music and Montana radio shows. If you are interested in getting your sound on the internet for the world to hear, check us out and give us a call, send us an email, mtradio.net.
mtradio.net. If you have any music, any local music, we'd love to hear from you.
Down. That's right. We've got a number of shows on the station and a number on the way. You're listening to the Intel Scanner every Tuesday night at 8:30. And we have on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, the Mistresses of Mayhem bring you Montana metal, all the best local metal across Montana. It's an hour of headbanging local music from the Mistresses of Mayhem in Butte. That's Thursdays at 7. And at Saturday at 6 o'clock, we have Demanding Progress, hosted by Josh Schleining and Katie Robertson. And they are talking about local issues, and a big part of their show is bringing in the local acts and music, and this is not any specific genre of music. It's music of all varieties from all around the state and more. Big part of what Josh is doing also is bringing in out-of-state bands and everything. So give him some support. Give his show a listen Saturdays at 6. And we do our best to get timely archives up here at mtradio.net. You can catch all the old shows.
Yeah, this show is going to be awesome. It's going to be one. Well, should we run some more bits?
Bits. We got some chunks and some tasty ones.
Big old fucking sloppy seconds for your ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's like telling a girl what kind of dildo she should use. Yeah. Save Obama.
We need to sign.
Fuck the whales. Save Obama.
Well, we need to sign up for Obamacare first. Oh, Barbara Bongos?
No, don't
want to. I fucked him. Boy.
Siren?
Siren.
Siren.
Get down! Everyone get down! Now! The chopper's incoming! Oh my god, where'd we go? It's an emergency broadcast! We're transmitting live from behind enemy lines! What's going on here? Look out! Now here comes another one! Alright!
What is going on here?
What is fucking
welcome to the Intel Scanner!
The Intel Scanner!
Scanner, scanner, scanner! We're glad to be here tonight. It's been a heck of a week.
Here's another one.
The show is
for here's our first official.
First official disclaimer.
The real disclaimer yes. We use now. We've run this one on a few episodes at this point.
Any person appearing on the Intel Scanner radio show or the view of the individual.
This guy had a really deep voice. We, as soon as we heard him, we had to get him on and record this.
$20 and a bag of meth. Took like 9 takes, but then we got it.
Well, his lawyering, his old law school background really helped.
His negotiation skills.
You know the shit's going down when the siren starts, and it's the Intel Scanner Hour.
We've been running the siren for a while.
Yeah, that came in on the sound effects episode. That was around like 6 or 7, I think.
Well, see, I like how we're doing things on the show. We talk about doing something, and then like 4 months down the road, we start doing it. So that's fun.
Yep.
The Royals are inbreds. They have nothing. There's no qualms about it. It's out in the open. Good one.
If you launched 2 or 3 right into the cauldron of Yellowstone, I don't know. Let's find out. Okay. Later tonight, before the end of the show, we are launching nukes in the Yellowstone. Stay tuned. It is going to be epic.
We have had some rumblings. I think our nukes didn't have much payload, but I think they might have bumped a little something.
Oh, we just poisoned the water.
Ronald Obama or Ronald Reagan? Which one was the biggest puppet president?
Wow.
That's a toughie.
That's a toughie, too.
It is, because they're both just so ridiculous.
Classically trained actors.
Yeah. You just look at them both, and you listen to them both, and you're just like, bang my head on the wall.
yes
all these big Hollywood Jews these big Hollywood Jews.
Oh boy, we're bound to piss off somebody at some point.
Cheers,
right,
gentlemen. Happy New Year. It's
8:30.
Cheers.
Oh, New Year's show
2013.
We have a
we were broadcasting New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we somehow hit Tuesdays on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And we hit it. Like I said, this was the first show that we haven't all been here. First show in 6 months, the inspector could not make it. But we might be getting a call in later from him. We'll have to see.
he created this vacuum in here and a magnet, and he's got this gold block inside.
And talking about Hollow Earth a little bit.
And
this was a good, good theory.
One of our guests.
Like Hollow Earth theory.
Right? And so as it spins, it does its thing. And then it adds tea leaves to it.
Political to scientific.
And immediately I thought, it's all
fringe, we cover it.
Yeah, we run the gambling, right? Definitely.
It started going to the center, and then about halfway it stopped, you know, because of that texture of the tea, right? So then he started throwing, he threw some pebbles, it looked like pebbles or something in there, and they went to the top. And I was like, okay. And then he put air into it, oxygen. And all the bubbles, instead of going out into the water, immediately went to the center and created a vortex in the middle of the bulb. Just like the Hollow Earth theory, where it was hollow inside. And as it kept spinning, it created a void inside. And it was still a sphere on the outside. And so what he's saying is that the Earth has been spinning so long that the Earth is hollow because all the material goes out like that and stays in there, and all the air goes in and is spinning inside.
One thing we always advocate is do your own research. And
do your own.
We do mention that here on this next clip.
MTRadio.net.
You're
tuning in. You are listening.
Yeah.
To the Intel.
Wow, this has been pretty awesome. We have fucking killed it. We have
broadcasting worldwide, all over the globe. An emergency broadcast.
Red alert! Red alert! Wake up, people! This is the time. Is now to wake the fuck up.
Wake.
If you've been watching the news lately, you will
wake the fuck up.
Nothing. Because they don't tell you shit.
So we're the media.
That's why idiots like us all over the internet and YouTube have taken to form the real media, because our media is
we are the new media.
And we'd like to say here at the Intel Scanner, this is for 100% entertainment purposes only.
Entertainment purposes only.
Entertainment.
Do your own
purposes
research
only.
On everything you're gonna hear.
Do your own research.
Let's just make a couple announcements here. We've got with
I don't have my notes in front of me.
Well prepared as usual on the Intel Scanner. That's
sometimes
one of my great announcements.
We've come in prepared. We've definitely come in prepared tonight. 16 hours of production on this show. This is fun.
We've been cooking them up for a while.
It was fun to put it together. We got to listen to a lot of shows. We got to listen to a lot of things, a lot of people. I didn't realize, you can hear the progression of better in sound, better in, I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
it is we're doing here.
We're dealing a mixed bag right now, but. If you've heard them in order, if you've ever gone through the archives, between number 1 and 24, there's really quite a difference in the sound. And all that's to say is it's thanks to all the people around us helping us out here. And every week is an improvement.
Yeah, everybody's bringing a piece of the pie, you know, bringing their own piece of whatever.
I'm not sure why I feel insulted right now.
Good one. Yeah.
What do we have here? This one's kind of long, but a couple of minutes. Oh, yeah. Here is the first time we brought the siren. Speaking of, since we were trying to figure out when we started that was here on... Episode 11, actually, until we got the siren going.
That's when we started the siren, okay.
We were just warming up the microphones. Our technical
fucking getting them buttered up.
All of the sound gear set up. Yes.
See, I like it better with the guns. We haven't done it like that, but I like it better.
The insurgents are cresting the hill.
Cresting.
Seems like they don't want to attack. They've all got guns, but they seem friendly.
We've had some good intros. That was a good discussion.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'd go so far as to say the more well-armed people are, the friendlier they become.
It is 8:30. This is an emergency broadcast.
Emergency transmission.
Someone cut the line to the siren.
Deep behind enemy lines. Although these lines
sabotage
as enemy as they were.
Oh, somebody showed up.
This is the Intel scanner.
Scanner.
We've been thinking around here about where we could broadcast from. We come up with our first road trip that we didn't teleport to. We actually...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had that government technology.
For a while there. FBI came and took that after this episode.
Well, it was just on borrow from David, back from Mr. Rockefeller.
It's a lot of fun, actually.
Yours was. You've been given a favor. Well, mine got taken away.
Mine was a dick sucking. Yeah. No sucky dick. No fucking get hoverboard. Fly around like fucking Marty McFly.
Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board. We just did that all the way here. Is how that we just floated.
He's a man that likes to dick suck.
Thanks for tuning in. We'd like to say right off the bat, this broadcast is for entertainment purposes only. Not to be listened to by the weak-minded or the virgin-geared. So, we're going to get into a whole bunch of subjects tonight.
I like how we knew to keep doing the disclaimers. Like, we knew to keep fucking... We better...
Interesting news stories.
Wouldn't want anyone to get the wrong idea here.
Yeah. Sit down before you give me the news.
Fucking nonsense.
So I'm gonna.
The idiots are still laughing.
We do talk about the government quite a bit here. All agencies of the government, none of them are immune. FBI, NSA, sometimes the CIA comes under
prison
our
officers, prison guards,
under
the
our
DA,
microscope.
All the people that are making all the money off of drugs at the very bottom. You have the people that are sitting in government prisons selling government drugs.
Inmate labor programs.
And this
isn't anything new either. It started even before the war on guns with USAID and Air America running the
opium. This is Roy, big fan of the show.
Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand. That extended clear into the 80s. Then the Iran-Contra scandal, trading guns for drugs to the Contras.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just goes and goes and goes with all the CIA-backed drugs that are moved around the world.
Cocaine importing agency.
Well, right. Wait, we're covering all the bases. We've put out some information there. I hope everybody's taking it to heart, like, you know, maybe actually doing your own research and checking a few things out.
Yeah, that's it's too bad we don't have that hoverboard technology anymore.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll have a party.
You really need to get that back from David.
I'm going to answer a text after the show.
I received a text earlier. It looks like David Rockefeller will be making
a texter
at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Yeah.
He's a texter. Look at that.
A third blowjob on the air.
Oh, God, here we are.
I can't wait to suck his cat.
I can't wait to do it. This is going to be a good evening. I wanted to wait a little before I said that. Cause
maybe he's hanging out with the inspector. He can't answer my text. Maybe that's why he's not showing up tonight. Maybe that's why the inspector isn't. Oh, fuck.
How suspicious.
Dun, dun, dun.
Earth is here for you, right? No. Yes, it is. Take what you want out of it.
Earth is here for the corporations to rape and pillage this motherfucker.
They're going to take
I stand by that. I stand by that.
Sucking out the resources. Good job, people. Good job.
Oh, nice. That's Angel Campbell there.
Angel Campbell.
From local band Ripple Effect. They are hitting the scene. They are...
Huge fans of the show.
Going crazy, going loud, good hand.
They don't ever want to come on the show or listen to the show, but huge fans. Huge.
Nate, suck my ball.
Good one.
Since you did get Glenn to get your license.
That was Glenn from Alaska.
Suspicion.
and take your blood.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, and stick their hands down your pants. And,
oh, up your everything.
Fucking no problem.
We are...
Glenn doing his radio show on... Is it KFRP? I can't quite remember.
No.
Glenn, I can't remember your fucking radio station. Glenn and Ben Show.
Glenn and Ben Show, that's all you need to know. You just Google that and you'll find them. Those guys are in Alaska. If you're here in Montana like we are, catch them Wednesday nights.
Yeah, Wednesday nights.
At what time? Midnight?
11? 9, yeah.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
11 o'clock Mountain. Glenn and Ben Show. Partners in crime here in Tuskegee.
Yeah, they're like top 40 though. They're not like in-depth journalism like we are here at the Intel Scanner. Hard hitting. Wangale. For all the idiots out in Zombieland.
Well, let's see. We've got possibly I can't guarantee it might be one of our last intros we want to show you. We also got woo! Yeah.
We'll do it. Do it, because I have to take a fucking piss on you.
Any slander, whatever's for just for entertainment?
Yes.
Here's another one, another intro.
Oh shit, here we are.
It's 8:30.
Oh shit!
And welcome to the Intel Scanner.
To the Intel Scanner.
That was my coast to coast fucking opening.
Brought to you by Puppet Master Publishing and
Serco
Technology.
Serco.
Sponsored by Serco.
The Serpent Corporation. Serpent Corporation.
It's owned by the Total Run.
Check them out. Serco.
Who took off?
Scary.
He hates us.
He does hate us.
No, props to the sound guy. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to go so soon. We shall see you on the flip, though.
On the flizzle. You know,
it's been a crazy year. That you know, they just banned light bulbs. They had made the regular old light bulbs that everyone's used to using.
Well, that finally went into effect.
Yeah, January 1st. That's January 1st.
You can't.
So I predict in January they're going to run out of the old school light bulbs, and you'll only be able to get the curly Q kind. You know what I'm talking about? The curly Q light bulbs, mm-hmm. The new ones that are supposedly
compact fluorescent.
You can't get old light bulbs anymore.
Well,
they're supposed to smoke meth.
They can't make them.
Can't make them.
That's how you smoke meth. It's a very simple technology.
Well,
now you have to go to the glass spot on downtown, and he makes Lokers. Oh, they're not
banned on the oil Democratic burners. Green agenda.
What if I'm already so weirded out that I don't want to leave my apartment?
I haven't seen a really good Loker in a long time. I was going to name my last band that. But I just
Loker?
Loker.
Loker. Nice.
Loker,
there has to be a band.
But I decided to name my dog that instead, so that when I'm walking him, he runs away a lot. So I'll be walking down the street like, Loker! Where are you, Loker?
Oh, people
Loker!
Think he's schizophrenic.
Loker! Have you seen my dog, Loker? The only thing better than that is to name him Doses. And then you're looking for your dog and Doses.
Doses.
Doses. Anybody?
Yes. Alright, I got a couple more intros here.
Intel Scanner's best. Job to prepare. How awesome was our description of the show tonight? To anybody that read our little description that went to the show. It's fucking awesome. We're marketing geniuses. If anybody would like to hire us for... do marketing or whatever, or clowns for a party or whatever. We can fucking do animal balloons and fucking.
We have a collective IQ of at least 100 here.
So that's fun.
Well, here we are. It's 8:30. We are starting the Intel Scanner show. Our hosts are now arriving.
Good evening and Merry Christmas. Are we allowed to say
Christmas
under this tyranny of thought, speech? They want to take over what we say, what we think, what we do. Well, we're here to
alleviate anyone's worries. They can't stop us from thinking, really. Not quite yet. Oh, there we go. Now we're on. Merry Christmas.
Great.
Welcome to the Intel Scanner. TRivio.net.
Somebody went around and switched all the mics off. Sorry about that.
Somebody.
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 Merry Christmas.
Unexpected events here.
Yeah.
That's, you know, technology. It's been a high and a low here on the Intel Scanner. That was one of the low points. And here's there was an episode we... I really don't remember too much about it recently, but, you know, we were abducted for a while and broadcasted off the
moon?
I think, I don't know if it was a moon or a spaceship or what, but...
The show we did from the moon was fucking
dope. This show is for entertainment purposes.
We were under a sort of an alien spell for a moment.
Oh, no, that was way later. We did the moon show, like, earlier.
Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner radio show or the view
I didn't want to talk about that.
The Intel Scanner radio show does not...
You didn't know I put that in the list, did you?
...to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA... does not thank you for listening.
Love that fucking intro.
And here we go. Intel Scanner.
Scanner.
Once it's inside of you,
yes.
You can never get it out.
That's the best laugh ever.
Crazy. We're broadcasting live. From the mothership, the transmission.
Oh yeah, this was the one.
Around the world.
That's right.
FEMA Sector A emergency broadcast. Deep behind enemy lines. We'd like to thank everyone who's tuned in. We'd also like to thank Glamour Technologies. Our voices are disguised for your safety. They said if we could let anyone
it's a,
know,
it's a good thing, too, because we're under
alien spell.
Yeah, we could have destroyed the whole Earth if they heard our true voice.
Well, we didn't, because we like you.
Every time.
They're like, Intel Scanner, you have the power.
Another Tuesday night, another emergency broadcast tonight is...
We put Mars into place.
Especially an emergency.
That did take a little work that day.
And we will be discussing that later. That's going to be the main topic. So we'll get on to the Ebola and...
Well, it sounds like somebody's trying to fucking kill the bit too soon.
Where do we start? Well, apparently tonight, Mars, the Earth, and the Sun are set to align, as they do every 2 years. Every 2 years, the planets will align. It's an event. They'll use this energy to create a wormhole. Wormhole between dimensions from a different place in a different time.
Killed it with the Rod Serling imitation. Or was that Rod Serling? I'm not even sure.
We're going live at the Intel Scanner on MTRadio.net, broadcasting an emergency broadcast from behind enemy lines, Beamer Region 8. This is the Intel Scanner, live from the Land of Technology building, nestled deeply in the heart of the total wreck. Master Publishing. And here we go. We bring to you the Intel Scanner. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
You're sitting and talking with a total wreck.
Well, it seems like the world's in a total wreck these days.
Yeah. That was a good one. We've all done, these were all good shows. We've killed it. We've killed it every show we've killed it. I would say. I don't know, should... I don't even want to open up the lines for callers tonight.
We're about through the list here. We've got just a few short ones left, and
that's a wrap, huh?
We got one, maybe two more callers here on the list, and that's it. Well, closing in on the closing hour.
Cool. Well, we killed it. This was fun. This was a lot of fun to put all this together. To anybody that's listened and supported us, it's awesome. Thank you. We've had fun. Remember, we're gonna stay doing it. We're gonna change up the format a little. Next week's the spy game. That will be the topic of the show. Have some fun stories, some sad stories. Maybe who knows? Who knows what's gonna happen? Maybe we're gonna start outing fucking all these fucking scumbag fucking two-faced informants that are on the streets of Billings. Who knows what's gonna happen? You have to check in next week. But it's gonna be a fun one. I've already got a bunch planned. Fun little skit.
Cool.
Yeah.
We do have one song in the mix. Where do we want to play that?
Yeah, should we run it?
After, before, now? I got a song and a caller, so we'll do. Let's play this song.
Okay.
Oh yeah! First, we're gonna play some.
Are we gonna do the
Sandy Hook?
We're gonna do the new town. Let's do it. Team Wake 'em Up, check them out. Sandy Hook Ultimate Case Closed.
No, they be lying.
Newtown Paris.
No, they be lying.
In the city,
Bobby Parker.
In the city,
Gene Rosen. We love you, Jeannie. Hanging out with the kiddies for 45 minutes. You're the man, dude. The fuck out of here with your Sandy Hook bullshit.
Start talking about the truth.
They clamp down.
They are our most fake.
Team Wake 'em Up.
He's a guard in state.
YouTube, look him up.
26th, on the
Sandy Hook Ultimate Case Closed. If it could be debunked, it would get pulled off. He used all their own government. All the information from just government sources, from regular news channels, all their footage. So I check it out. If you can debunk it, he'll pull it down. But you can't. So.
Newtown Paris.
No, they be lying. No, they be lying.
Robbie Parker.
Gene Rosen. False flags. Yeah, keep on lying.
Stop that lying.
Team, wake 'em up.
Team, wake 'em up.
We did have a repeat caller on the show.
Jews were pushed into absolute horrifying
ghetto. Well, there's no power higher than the state, right?
Especially
it comes back to that, really.
Yes. At every point, every revolution,
and they have the monopoly of power.
Everything does come back to power. This
is that not what they have? Do we have a phone call?
I believe we have a phone call.
Well, let's put them through and see what they have to say. Say when you're on the air live. What's on your mind? What's your name and where are you from?
Yeah,
where are you from? What's your name? Yeah, go.
Oh, yeah, this is Captain Jim.
Captain Jim.
Captain Jim. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, yeah. Captain Jim, my man.
Called him twice, this guy.
Yeah.
And I was on my boat the other day. Don't too fast. They pulled me over.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Yeah, but they found all the meat plants in my boat.
I don't think he could hear us or something. Maybe it's
do you have your medical
using some kind of one way.
Well, is it, he's out in Central America.
Yeah.
All right.
What weather? Weather's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say, fuck the U.S. fucking sucks there. That's what we need.
We have a true expatriate on the line.
Glad to hear from you.
The Expatriate Society. Are you a member of the Expatriate Society? Now that you live in Costa Rica. Oh, we know that's
we
it.
We lost him. I believe he was.
We lost his. I think the Coast Guard came up and pulled his boat over again.
Captain Jim.
Captain Jim. Captain Jim, thanks for calling in. You made a couple.
Well, so here
and,
we are.
Yeah, and,
I totally fucking spaced it out. I was so excited about fucking this show.
There is one more caller left in the list.
One and more caller.
We got a few other,
oh, yeah.
A few other little bits. I think we're just gonna let these little bits play, and we're gonna let them run right into this last caller, and.
Well, and then
that's gonna wrap the show. Yeah, that's.
Oh
that's
boy, it. we've done all these bits. Wow. 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 16 hours plus in production and we come up with 90 minutes. But no commercials or nothing. We ran 90 straight
this
minutes.
This is a solid show.
Solid show, but holy shit, we put in a lot of time, my man. This was fucking killer.
Oh, this is more than 16 hours. This is 25 weeks.
This is...
And it's a...
Well, plus all the... Okay. Yeah, just in production. Yeah.
Work of...
This was a long time coming. This was something... This was... Wow. Fun. This has been fun. It's been great.
A work of fun. That's all I can say.
Yeah, a work of fun. And we're gonna start. We're gonna change up the format a little. We're gonna raise the bar some going from this point on. We're gonna keep setting the standard as far as this First Amendment radio goes. And we're gonna always keep the lines open. You're gonna always be able to call in if you want to speak your voice or whatever. So. Next week, the spy game, and shit, man. I guess we're gonna roll it.
All right, we're gonna wrap it up with these last ones, and hope you enjoyed it.
Feel free to call in and run your mouth.
Taking away more and more kids, and putting them on drugs and brainwashing them into believing that it's a prison mentality almost is what I like to call it.
Oh yeah, we need to gun control the blah blah. Come on. Can't you come up with a new reason to hate Jews? I mean, it's just like recycling the same old shit.
You know? Dumped on him. He was totally like a 71-year-old man being intimidated by a bigger, younger guy.
So
I don't know.
So if that's worth pulling the trigger, you're exactly the type of person that should not own a gun.
Or the type of person
that you shouldn't be at the movies texting around. I mean, you can look at that either way.
I think we did have a knife fight that night.
That's just
later after the show. Yes. Over your head
that's
and a
just
big, bug, a big bow because you're so fucking special like that.
Common courtesy, though.
That's one of my favorite bits. That's one of my favorite bits out of all of them that we found.
We got fucking CDC, yeah, they're
we got
all right.
Ernie
fucking special. We can get a goddamn bow on, bitch.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
I think we need to get the Environmental Protection Agency
out there. A bunch of stupid puppets. We got, hop it over here, I'm the tall one. See, I'm the short fat one. And I say this about the virus.
And I say this about the virus.
And the fucking, you can see how they run the Bert and Ernie show fucking all day long. These stupid fucking, is it even their voices talking? Is it?
We the people.
Talking about corporate media.
People,
talking
by the people. Where is that in government anymore?
There is none.
There never was.
Right. They talk about that too. I saw an interview with the one chick who was raised in the Illuminati or whatever. And she talks about all the mind control and the feces eating they made her do. And. And the last day,
Phil, local band Ripple Effect.
Hate to be in the Illuminati.
So, many people are like, why are you still in Billings if you're doing so good? We love it here. It's our town.
We love it!
We do love it here.
got a big fan base in Spirit. I mean, what's the point in leaving and going to a place where we don't know one?
Nice thing about a small town and get drunk at the bar is four block walk home.
You're just tuning in. We're here with Cancerous, with Katie, Mike, and Josh. We're at Puppet Master Studios, nestled in the bosom of Manic Technologies Building.
In the Yellowstone Valley, beautiful Billings, Montana.
On the edge of a super volcano that could go kaboom at any second. So
we did launch the
government drain that.
Oh, we launched something.
It
wasn't Mr. Comfort.
That's right.
It wasn't like George Bush hanging out on that aircraft carrier. We didn't get
no. Yeah, we launched them, but they just not enough yield.
They were duds.
And I just want to take this guy out back and take my nightstick and beat him some.
And I like Rod Asian.
I couldn't because he outranked me and I'd have gotten a whole bunch of trouble, but man, I wanted to. That was probably the craziest thing, is this guy day in and day out, and the system promoted that.
Exactly.
I mean, he had the highest arrest record on base. He pulled over more people than anybody else on base, and it was just crazy, and he was totally rewarded for that. And to say that there's not a system out there that rewards that as being good behavior is totally wrong. It does happen. The people that are getting more arrests, that are getting more convictions, things like that, that's taken notice of. Now, whether or not it's actually written into the policy...
You know what I think about Roy? He knows what he's talking about.
It is taken note of. And those are people that are getting supervisory positions that are training the new people coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that is really the problem.
We have a caller.
Excellent. Love callers. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Victor. I'm here from the Buckskate, but I'm staying in.
So this was a caller. This was a nutso one. That
real caller.
Yeah, I hope everything worked out.
Well, Victor from Busby.
Felt bad.
How you doing? Guys, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad there. I don't know, you guys been talking about the police brutality?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to stop using that word.
And they hit me with their club because I was digging in the dumpster and I was trying to find the ball boy. And the guy comes up and he's like, hey, freeze, dude. And I'm like, but I'm just looking. And he gets up and says, nothing pays you. And I'm like, no. And so I start running. And he pays me. And I'm on the ground and I'm all shaking. And I just wanted to talk to you. And so he put the cuffs on me and then threw me in the back of the car for like public intoxication or something, too.
Wow.
That's pretty extreme. Yeah,
that's a horrible story.
Wow, you must be one tough son of a bitch, man. He took a bunch of tasings and got him still. They didn't. Did you wind up in the hospital, or are you all right?
No, I didn't go to the hospital. That cost money.
Oh.
That's a true fact.
That is a true statement.
I know that personally. So,
it costs a lot of money.
I'm already drunk, and it kind of killed my buzz.
That'll happen. You got to find dumpsters to get tall boys out of there. Not by the police station.
Not by the police station.
Well, it was by the Holiday and the Albertsons there on downtown the 6th Avenue.
That's the best one.
Yeah, it was that dumpster, and they were pissed. I don't know.
What you gotta do is just, you know, comply. When they say don't resist, don't resist.
Well, I don't know.
I'll pull my pants down for you, officer. I'm sorry.
Great point.
Pull your cock out so I can suck it, please.
I don't want to resist, but they're scared me. I'm afraid.
There's drugs in my throat. You better get it out with your cock.
Fuck. They like to be
these disgusting cops. Well,
thanks for the call. Great call in. Yes, thanks a lot.
Some of them, yeah.
Hey, can you donate a tall boy?
But I do have to say about this Trans-Pacific Partnership, not
donate a tall boy.
The elitists of the elitists of the elitists.
That's been kind of hushed.
So let's give it time.
Closing thoughts.
Just give it time.
It'll go.
Closing thoughts. Well, this has been great. It's been fun. I don't even know.
Anybody listening?
Been fun.
Hey, Bob, why don't you hand me that book over there?
This here, Last Days of the Proletariat.
Ooh, Last Days of the Proletariat. Boy, that's a good one.
Burn it all.
That was a good one.
Burn it.
Throw them in the fire. Hello? Am I on the air with MTRadio.net? I'm from MTRadio.net.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask you what you think of MTRadio.net.
I hate it!